Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey, Gamertag Radio listeners. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned this in a past episode, Sony Music contacted us, but they also worked on this podcast about the official podcast all about The Last of Us. This is more of a behind the scenes type podcast where we're going to get to hear a lot about the stories on working on this game. You're going to hear from Naughty Dog and key members of the cast. I'm going to read this, and remember, this is an official sponsorship episode from Sony Music to promote the official The Last of Us podcast. In this show, writer and podcaster, stand-up comedian, and a huge fan of The Last of Us host Christian Spicer will revisit the first game and talk with people that created it. They also will give you what you've been waiting for, behind-the-scenes look into making The Last of Us Part 2. Christian will also speak with talented team at Naughty Dog and with key members of the cast. The official The Last of Us podcast, Episode 1, already dropped back on June 9th, so you could go and subscribe right now. And there will be dropping new episodes of this limited series every Tuesday for the next 8 weeks. So all you have to do is go right now and subscribe to the official The Last of Us podcast. That's the official The Last of Us podcast. You can find it on any podcast app. Subscribe. And here is an episode of the podcast. And I hope you enjoy it. And let us know your thoughts. Hit us up on fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Also join our Discord channel, discord.gg/GTR. And let us know your thoughts about this sponsor episode here only on Gamer Tag Radio. And I hope you enjoy this episode.
If I ever were to lose you, I'd surely lose myself. Everything I have found here, I'm not found by myself.
Where, like, all your instincts of, like, telling these kind of action stories, like, no, you got to start with a bang. You got to, and it's like, no, let's fight that instinct. We're telling a different kind of story here. And let's throw up the logo after this moment of connection between these two characters, because so much of the story is about this connection.
Well, that didn't suck.
She's yours.
No. I don't know the first thing about this.
I promised that I'd teach you how to play.
You did.
So that kind of allowed us to play with pacing in a different way, to say, okay, what... And that's where note cards, again, is so important, because you can throw the whole game up on the wall and look at it and be like, okay, we have too much combat here. Let's shift things around. Oh, we have too many downbeats. Let's shift around. Oh, there's not enough space between these flashbacks. How can we create more space? And like so much of that work is pacing, is storytelling, to say, is the story evolving in this area? Like, or do we just have a sequence that's cool, but it's not really doing anything for us, for the characters, and we should really consider cutting it?
No, 100%. I mean, it felt like I had these moments where I was just the character. And one of the notes I wrote down, because I couldn't talk to anybody about this, was this game was, it's one of the rare games where I wasn't running when I didn't need to. So many games, and games I love, I'm holding down the run button, you know, because I'm going through it. And my play of part two, I rarely, if ever, did that. I think the time I can remember running, but not because I was impatient or trying to get to the next beat. I felt like that's what the character would have done, is when Ellie came back to the farm with the rabbit and I see the horse out front, and Tommy's horse. I ran with the character then because I felt would be interested in like, oh, what's happening? We don't get visitors that often. What is this moment?
Hey, where you been? Hunting. Took a little longer than I thought. Who's here? Just come inside.
But for the most part, I was in the world taking in these moments of exploration and wonder and experiencing these things.
I'm Alexandria Naonike. I was, when we talked before, on part one, I was primarily UI. On part two, I was character concept artist.
Let's start there, because in terms of character concept art and what it entailed for this game, the characters are all grounded and real and different, and whether it's Ellie's physique versus Abby's versus Dina's versus Owen compared to Manny, like they are all people. So I'd love to kind of talk to you about your process for character design in a game where many of the characters we've seen before, they've aged, but then also bringing in new characters into the world and kind of what that process is like.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're really narrative driven, and because of that, super character driven, like they're very character centric games. So it is different, I guess, from quite a lot of other games that don't tend to put such a heavy, heavy emphasis. And I think that shows in like the detail on the characters and like the thought that went into it. My lead on this project was Ashley Swadowski. She's the character lead at Naughty Dog on The Last of Us 2. And she really had like this very clear vision right from the very beginning, working with John Sweeney, the art director, of like kind of how we wanted these characters to move through the story and to be influenced by the story. Everything from their costuming, like the colors of their costuming, the patterns that were on certain shirts, down to like how much blood they collect over the span of like the time spent in Seattle, for instance, with Ellie. Like we would go into super specific detail on like, she got this cut at this time to prevent it from being too distracting. We're going to heal it this much. And like, I would do like individual like concepts all the way through of degrees of damage she's taken and like what happened to her clothing after that fight. So it was very, we were like involved from the very beginning all the way to the very end in detailing all of this out and really trying to make them feel as real as possible. You know, the blood actually like interacts with rain, which had nothing to do with the character as much as to do with VFX. Like something like that level of detail, the amount of tech and like the amount of people that have to go into building a system like that is astronomical.
Do you have a favorite moment and maybe a favorite moment in the game, and then also maybe a favorite moment you worked on seeing it realized in game?
Yeah, so my favorite one I worked on is pretty easy. It's the museum with Joel. I love natural history, and so I like, apart from doing character, I'll also do like kind of narrative heavy spaces. I'll help set dress them.
So you put hats on dinosaurs, is what you're telling me.
There was a designer who came up with that that idea, but that was awesome. Obviously, again, team effort with everything. But I chose all the dinosaurs and like where they were in the rooms, and I like went with outsourcing to count all the vertebrae and make sure that they were all accurate and all that. And just picking like the different spaces in the museum, which is a type of space that I really love to be in. And that's that moment that I feel like fans of the first game, they'll really crave, so that when they get to it, it had to be very soft, but still amazing to look at and exciting and like full of stuff that people want to explore, because that's your like tender moment with him that, I mean, I know I even crave. By the time you get to it, it's like, yes, we got some Papa Joel time.
Did you know this was here?
Oh, you don't like it. We can head back.
Oh, shut up.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.